All right, I'm here with Christina Wells from Kennesaw State women's basketball. You actually surpassed your win total today from last year to this year. What have been some of the big differences in the team doing so well this year?
We have a lot of people that could come in and contribute this year. We usually have, you know, last year we had like certain people do certain things and we couldn't, you know, put them in the right position. But this year everybody is a threat. So it's kind of hard to stop us this year.
Yeah, and you had a big thrilling win today in overtime over Jacksonville State. Was that the type of contest you've been able to win last year and previous years? Or is this an indication of how well the team is playing this year to come out with a victory in a contest that was close from the beginning?
Well, last year's team, it would be hard to tell because, you know, we had some really great games and we had some really bad games. But this year, I knew we was going to win. I knew we was going to win because that's the type of team we are. We have everybody on the same page, willing to fight, and we don't give up.
Yeah, and talk about that last play when Coach Perry did not call a timeout and McAllister was able to get that layup. What was the strategy going into that last play? Did Coach tell you that you weren't going to call a timeout? You're just going to play it through if you get the rebound? What was kind of the last 30 seconds of that game like?
Just play basketball. I mean, we only call timeouts if we really need it, like if it's out of bounds and we're going to have to get a five-second call or if we're in trouble, but she literally wants us to just play it out, and that's exactly what we did. We was going to get something good. She just wants us to keep going, do the play, keep going until we find something, and we found something.
All right, taking back 4 years ago when you were at Douglas County High School, had a very good career, had only one loss senior year, went to the state semifinals. What appealed to Kennesaw State to you to come here, and what was that recruiting process like?
The recruiting process was tough. I didn't even know Kennesaw. I heard about it, but I didn't know it was this big, it was beautiful. But being at Douglas County, I wasn't sure what I was going to be doing after that because, you know, Douglas County is a small area and a lot of people don't know about Douglas County. But other than that, when I first got here, the campus was beautiful and it was close to home. Mm-hmm. So my mom was like, you know, a little sick, so I wanted to stay closer to her. And when I got here, the campus was huge. The team was like, they're like family. They made me feel like I was at home. I could drive my freshman year. I was kind of happy. So, and then I wanted to turn the program around, and that was my goal.
Yeah, how was that adjustment going from Douglas County and Douglasville, which is, you said, a little bit smaller, to coming all the way here to Kennesaw and Cobb? What was that adjustment like for you at first?
It wasn't too bad. It's kind of like the same thing. I didn't really do much in Douglas County, and I don't do much now. So it wasn't like an adjustment for me. It was just like I have to grow up because I'm on my own. That's the only adjustment I really had to make.
Yeah, and how's your time here been at Kennesaw State?
It's been great, up and down. But now it's just steady. Like, I'm having fun. This is like my family, always been my family. And I just love my girls.
Yeah, good. And let's talk post-career. Actually, well, going back, how much support do you receive from Douglas County? Do you still hear from people from the school itself and from the county, your AAU teammates? And like, do you still get support from the area?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I go to Douglas County high school games sometimes. But they still support me when they can. It's kind of hard because, you know, they're playing and we're playing. We kind of play the same times some days. So I do get support, and I do get text messages, you know, from Coach Forsh and yeah. Coach Tanya. And recently we played Georgia State, and some of my AU team players played on Georgia State. So, you know, we competed against each other for a couple of years, 3 years now. So it's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, talk about Coach Forsh or Chad. Just talk about him, and he's built a great program, and he's still there. Just discuss how he's helped your career and influenced your time as a basketball player.
He's always been, like, on me, and he just had a vision for me, and I respected it. You know, he's been coaching for so long, and, you know, he knows the game. And he pushes me every single day. He pushed me every single day, whether it was on the court or in the classroom. He was always making sure I was on point, and he wanted me to go out and branch out and do great things, and I respect him for that.
Okay, finally, graduate this year. I saw in your a bio online that you're looking to major in psychology. Mm-hmm. Is that still an interest of yours? Have you stuck with that?
Yeah, I want to become a marriage and family therapist.
Wow. Okay. Why that feel?
I just feel like that's where I need to be. A lot of people come to me, you know, talk to me, look for advice, and I feel like I belong in that area, that field. And plus, my grandmother influenced me. She's a psychologist as well. Mm-hmm. And I really feed off of her. She loves it. It's a passion. Me and her really have conversations about, you know, different type of behaviors and of other people and personalities. And I'm into learning about behavior and personality of different people.
Okay.